Nolte, hashtag Me Too is dead, and Franken fangirl Jane Meyer is the killer. By John Nolte on July 23, 2019. The New Yorker's Jane Meyer's desperately dishonest attempt to exonerate disgraced former Senator Al Franken, DMN, is filled with more than just deception and lies of omission. On moral grounds, what Meyer admits to doing to one of Franken's accusers is beyond shameful. Meyer actually tries to shame this woman, a longtime Democrat, as a way to make it seem as though the accuser is the villain and Franken is the victim. Back in December, the far-left Politico published the story of this anonymous Democrat staffer. Meyer leaves out the fact she's a Democrat, who accused Franken of forcibly attempting to kiss her in 2006 when she appeared on his failed Air America radio show. When she refused his kiss, she says he told her, "It's my right as an entertainer. He was between me and the door and he was coming at me to kiss me. It was very quick and I think my brain had to work really hard to be like, wait, what is happening? But I knew whatever was happening was not right and I ducked," the woman told Politico. "I was really startled by it and I just sort of booked it towards the door and he said, 'It's my right as an entertainer.'" Franken denies the allegation. "This allegation is categorically not true and the idea that I would claim this as my right as an entertainer is preposterous. I look forward to fully cooperating with the ongoing Ethics Committee investigation," he said in a statement. For her New Yorker piece, Meyer did pretend to interview Franken. But because she is only interested in rewriting history and portraying him as a victim of a vast right-wing conspiracy, she didn't ask him any tough questions. One thing Franken did admit to Meyer, though, is that it was this allegation that killed me. For the record, this was the seventh of a total of eight allegations accusing Franken of sexual misconduct. And so, because this was the allegation that killed poor Franken, Meyer went after this woman with a hatchet. "Not long ago, I asked the woman if she thought that Franken had been making a sexual advance or a clumsy thank you gesture. Is there a difference?" she replied. "If someone tries to do something to you unwanted?" From her standpoint, because she was at work, a professional woman deserving respect, his intentions didn't matter. Franken has maintained that the woman's story was the allegation that killed me. "I asked her if his behavior was bad enough to end his Senate career." Emphasis added. "I didn't end his Senate career, he did," she said. Franken was stricken when I related her comments to him. "Look," he said. "This has really affected my family. I loved being in the Senate. I loved my staff, we had fun and we got good things done, big and small, and they all meant something to me." He started to cry. For her to say that, it's just so callous. It's just so wrong. Rubbing his eyes beneath his glasses, he said, "I ended my career by saying thanks to her, that's what she's saying. What everyone wants to forget when it comes to Al Franken. And what Meyer is hoping everyone forgets as she screams Fox News. Comma is that eight separate women came forward to accuse him of forcible kissing and groping. Most importantly, at least half of those women were not only Democrats, some were supporters of his. What's more, Leanne Tweeden, the first woman to come forward, has an actual photograph of a leering 55-year-old, then married Al Franken taking advantage of her while she's asleep to grope her, or appear to grope her. Or whatever it is, it's clearly an attempt to sexually humiliate her. And never forget that, thus far, Tweeden's photograph is the only photographic evidence any hashtag MeToo victim has produced to back up their claim an actual hashtag MeToo violation occurred. But what does Meyer do to Tweeden? Smears her, and slut-shames the former pinup, and fabricates wild conspiracy theories about Fox News and Roger Ailes. Even though seven, other women came forward to basically tell the same story Tweeden did and more than half of those seven are Democrats. Meyer spends some 13,000 words, more than 5,000 attacking Tweeden, to exonerate Franken for one reason and one reason only. He's a far-left Democrat, a fellow traveler. The bottom line is this. When eight women come forward and one of them has an actual photo of the hashtag MeToo violation, and others can prove they were with Franken when they said they were with Franken, and others are able to produce contemporaneous witnesses who they told about the misconduct at the time, and when you can remove all suspicion of a political hatchet job because at least half of them are Democrats, that's the whole ballgame. But because Meyer's bitter that her irresponsible and shoddy reporting couldn't take down Brett Kavanaugh, because she's furious no one believes the stupid allegations against President Trump. She's out to settle political scores at the expense of Franken's female accusers. Even worse, Meyer is sending an unmistakable signal to any woman who dares come forward about a Democrat that they will not benefit from #BelieveAllWomen. Instead, they will be dragged through the mud on the pages of The New Yorker. And so, Meyer is recalibrating the #MeToo movement. She is reminding women that if a Democrat assaulted you, you had better keep your mouth shut, or else. In other words, Meyer is single-handedly dragging us back to the 90s, to the Bill Clinton era, when rabidly partisan left-wing feminists like Meyer methodically destroyed Clinton's accusers and victims with the help of the establishment media. Meyer has just announced the end of the #MeToo era. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.